Dim with You Are Loved, Victory 91.5. This is Keith.
They can almost preach the sermon here.
That's it.
You Are Loved. That was it. I'm done.
We're done. Pentecost 2018 countdown to the royal wedding. Blog.victory.radio.
The is the keyword in
that.
Not the. A royal wedding.
No.
Not those folks in England. You don't have to go to the UK for this wedding.
No. Yeah, right here.
He says, you're okay. There's no UK in this one. Boom.
No, that's a good one.
So we're going to look at, going back to Sinai again. We looked at the Ten Commandments as your wedding vow, or their wedding vows. The problem with them, they're fine vows. They just have a little issue. It was a heart issue. And I call this the epic wedding vow fail. So let's walk with them first. Let's go back to Egypt with them. So God instituted the Passover in Egypt. Here's all the things God did for them. You know, blood on the doors. He protected them, right? He delivered them from slavery. That was a bad relationship. He killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. In other words, this is what I will do to those who try to hurt you. I mean, it was pretty blunt. If there was ever, let's like if you had a big brother to protect you, this is the big brother quality. Mm. He divided the Red Sea, leads them through to say, listen, don't ever think that anything can separate us again. Watch this. I mean, it should have been, wow, but it wasn't. It provided over and over all they needed during their long desert journey. I mean, that is provision beyond words. Finally, they arrive 50 days later, Mount Sinai, and God says, all right, time to marry me. Deuteronomy 5. So it was, when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, that you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and you elders, and you said, surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives. So, obviously, they're a little scared. You know, it must have been terrifying. It was intended to comfort them. They were marrying him. He was showing them how awesome he was, that they need fear no one. You got the big one here. He's God. He's made everything, and he's in love with you. So, I'm just going to back that up to what they said last. We've seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives. The very next words out of their mouth. Now, therefore, why should we die? What? Didn't you just say you lived? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. Can you imagine how he felt about that one? For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Now they say to Moses, my favorite part, you go near and hear all the Lord our God may say. And tell us all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it. Was there ever a tougher job than Moses? We're pretty sure we'll die if we keep seeing God. You go see God for us. We can live without you. You go. Let's see how you take care of this. So God is offering this intimate relationship, this marriage. And they say, you know, we got this best man. He's come anyway. He's right here, and he's willing. Let's let him do it. So, and here's, for me, always the heartbreak verse 28, and we're again in Deuteronomy 5. This is verse 28. Then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they've spoken to you. They are right in all that they've spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and their children forever. Go and say to them, return to your tents. I mean, is there a sadder verse in the whole Bible? You can hear God's heartbreak. The ceremony, it's over. It's like, here's the best man. He's going, no, that's not the way this works. The bride goes one way, the groom goes the other. The marriage is delayed for 1,500 years. It's just as absolute tragedy. Now he looks to Moses, but as for you, stand here by me, and I will speak to you all the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments. You shall teach them, that they may observe them in the land which I'm giving them to possess. Therefore, you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that you may that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. And this is just when things go really, really bad. That's an example. The good news is we have one more break. Mm. This is for the Christian. So we see how you do it wrong. So we're going to get, how do you do it right? We're going to jump into Revelation, and we're going to look at our marriage to God one day, and the vows that are going to be read, if, so to speak, and what's going to be said, and how we respond. And this should help you determine how you live your life day to day.
I'm just glad you didn't leave us on that bad note here.
Go away.
This is what you did wrong.
Go back to your tents. Bye. Go back to your tents.
More from Ray Haynes, our general manager, talking about Pentecost 2018, countdown to the wedding. Blog.victory.radio. Later this afternoon, you can listen back and you can read all the notes. It's been a great morning. We've got one more coming up.
Victory 91.5.